hope you have a great weekend. And one of the features of the waning but enduring tradition of the thick Sunday paper on the weekends is that colorful section, you know.
Jimmy, what's wrong?
I'm reading the funny papers.
Oh, Jimmy's reading the funny paper. Oh.
The funny papers. Obsessive joy for readers.
Marmaduke.
You have to make a comic every day if you're a comics artist. They can't all be winners, especially if you're doing 365 a year. So it's more that they're a constant presence. You know, when they're part of your rhythm of how you consume media, they worm their way into your head.
Josh Frühlinger runs a blog called The Comics Curmudgeon. Growing up, he says the comic section was the first thing he would read every day. And because he was a bit of a completist, he would read every single comic, even the ones he didn't like or didn't get. Well, if you're still a loyal subscriber of the print edition of your local newspaper this Sunday, don't expect Josh to answer the phone before noon. Hundreds of newspapers are celebrating the 100th anniversary of comics giant King Features Syndicate with a special 16-page color insert of those classic newspaper comic strips. Dennis the Menace will be back. Blondie, Hagar the Horrible, Sherman's Lagoon, Rex Morgan, M.D., Mutz, Zitz. This weekend, they make a dramatic return to the pages. Comics are back in pop culture, even if newspapers are out. Graphic novels sell almost as well as straight prose, but Sunday comics are solid nostalgia. Frühlinger says he'd have to fight with his mom for the funnies back in the day.
She remembered when she was a kid, she grew up in Ohio, and she would visit her grandparents who lived in Oklahoma, and they had a different newspaper there and different comics, and she would read all the comics in that paper, too. And I definitely remember doing that as a kid. We would go to different cities, and if there was a newspaper, I'd read them all.
Comics and the want ads were the most essential parts of the cash value of the old daily newspaper. And for a while, there was a mini boom in comics and want ads. Josh loved that.
Maybe in like the 80s and 90s, in the sense that, you know, a lot of places that used to be two newspaper cities, you know, with media consolidation in that era, the newspapers would combine. And at one point, comics were the sort of differentiating thing. It's like, I grew up in Buffalo, and there were some comics that ran in the Courier Express, and there were some that ran in the Buffalo News, and that was a way that they tried to woo people from one to the other. But when they merged, all the comics were together, and all of a sudden you had these really huge comics pages for a brief period. And I think we all know the story of newspapers hemorrhaging money over the last couple decades.
But as comic sections shrank, artists took their craft onto the internet directly using new digital rendering tools.
There's a huge and very diverse and very interesting and very dynamic web comics community that is the modern equivalent of the newspaper comic section. The flip side of it is that, you know, the comics used to be kind of universal, in the sense that there were only a few hundred of them, and there were ones that were very popular, were read by everyone all across the country. Now there are thousands of webcomics. There's more diversity, there's more choice that you have, but fewer of them that are sort of cultural mainstays, I think.
As technology always does, YouTube and Photoshop have enabled a vast, jumbled, searchable library of comics, like Burke Breathed's Bloom County, which left the newspapers in 1989 and now is enjoyed by downloading fans. Bloom County was a bit of a cult classic, but Peanuts and Calvin and Hobbes, which have found their lives in the movies, and even their less successful peers, The Far Side by Gary Larson, for instance, and others, they're like oddball family members.
There are strips like The Family Circus or High and Lois that are kind of like your grandparents or your great-grandparents, in that they've been there forever. It used to be great. They're a little faded now. Sometimes it's really hard to get them culturally. I think Beetle Bailey is definitely like your drunk great uncle. Garfield is a sassy 9-year-old. I think Garfield is a great strip for teaching children about sarcasm. It's a machine designed to delight slightly precocious children.
Me? I love the Neanderthal Antics of BC by Johnny Hart. But we want to hear from you. Which comic strips do you love and why? Do you follow the satire of Doonesbury or the soapy narrative of Prince Valiant? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Or leave us a comment on the 16-page spread that will appear in your Sunday paper. You can see some of the comics that will be featured in this weekend's spread at thetakeaway.org.